Summertime.
Now, Mosquito. Mezzepini on the right, Lundell on the left. Mosquito will take it himself and score! Nicholas Mosquito puts Vancouver in front. It's 1-0.
This has reached deep Randeep Janda and Meyer Lawrence. Forgot what show was on there for a second.
You're a busy guy.
This has definitely reached deep. That's what happens when you step away for a long weekend. In radio, we usually don't get long weekends, but the boss gave us an opportunity. We took it, and now I'm forgetting my show's name. But right now, we're going to talk some Whitecaps. They've got a big game tomorrow night against Toronto FC here in Vancouver. And joining us now, Whitecaps FC defender Daniil Henry. Daniil, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well. How are you guys doing today?
Good, good. Fantastic. Good to chat with you again. Obviously, you got a big game coming up here, but the team is starting to kind of get things together. Big game this past week in New York. What's going right for you guys?
We've had a lot of lineup changes and a little bit of team cohesion now, a little bit more chemistry. But it's a lot of games, so everybody's being used. And everybody understands. We've had a couple of team meetings and everybody's on the same page now. So we know what it means and we know that every point from now until the end of the season is very important and vital in making us a playoff run and definitely winning the Canadian Cup in the next week and a half as well.
Daniil, where is the mindset of this team heading into the Canadian Championship? I know Carl Robinson, you didn't play against NYCFC and a few other guys sat. So it almost looks like you guys are serious about going out and winning this championship.
Yes, definitely. The mindset of the team right now is, we've had a lot of games this season, especially away from home, where we haven't performed well, and this hasn't been well. Good performances from a lot of the boys, but as a team, I think that we had to do a lot better. And we all had to look at ourselves in the mirror and say, what can we do to offer this team more? And are we giving enough? A lot of guys are going to have to look at what happened at the end of the season and fighting for contracts and what's going on. So there's a lot of individual things going on, but as a team, the boys do know that we need to do this together. And the only way we're going to do that is if we are really, go in there and give everything.
Daniil Henry from Whitecaps, Whitecaps defender, joining us here on Sportsnet 650. So, Daniil, what is the mindset going into this game? Because it is goal differential. Are you guys going for it here at home, or you say you haven't necessarily played that great at home? So will the crowd be treated to an offensive Caps team or a Caps team that doesn't want to let a goal in on home soil?
No, I think that at home, our record is pretty decent at home with the results that we've gotten. We always perform really well at home. We go out, our attack is really good. Mindset is at the back line now. We've got to be composed and stay alert for 90 plus minutes because, if we're attacking well and doing really well, one mishap and boom, a team like Toronto who has multiple guys in the attacking position who can slip passes and score goals and they can get in. So the back line, we just want to key on. Boys are all well rested, so hopefully we can stop a Toronto team who's finally starting to do a lot better.
Daniil, we had your manager, Carl Robinson, on the show last week and asked him specifically, okay, is this the preferred, defensive pairing of you and Kendall? And he said, yes, that is the number one pairing as of right now. What does that mean for your confidence as far as your manager's put it out there? Now you got to show him what you can do.
Yeah, I always knew that I was capable, especially when Rubble brought me in the offseason. We had our talks, and he told me right away, he's like, it could be that, but even if it wasn't, he would treat me the same way. But I definitely know what my qualities are and what I can offer at this team. I thought since I've been playing, I've done well, but starting job is for the best, the players who deserve it. And if I start performing badly, another person can take it. But while I have it, I just want to continue to stay consistent and just continue to battle on.
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by Daniil Henry of the Whitecaps FC, defender, of course. And Daniil, the big news in this city for the last couple of months has been Alphonso Davies and what he's been able to do on the pitch. You played in Europe. You played at West Ham and Blackburn, of course, a couple of clubs in England. He's making the switch over to the Bundesliga. How will he stack up in Europe? You've played against those guys.
Yeah, I'm happy for Fonzie. He's a great kid, really humble. Everything he has, he deserves. And his next move, I think, is going to be great for him. I went to England. I think that Fonzie at that age going to Germany, I think it's the best for his development. You know, he's playing with the German giants, the guys who are playing at the top level forever. And I feel like Robbo has definitely done well in getting him over there because his development and where he is. He's gonna, even if he doesn't get into the team right away, it doesn't matter. He's playing with the world, some world class players, and in a country that's very disciplined and structured football, Fonzie will continue to grow at a progressive level that he needs to be.
Daniil, as a guy that's been over there in Europe and has experienced that level of soccer, do you offer any advice to Alfonso or give him some suggestions of what life is like over there in soccer mad Europe?
All right, so the best advice I can give Fonzie is actually, he looks like he got his head on his shoulders properly. Is everybody else in his life, does everybody give him a little bit of space and stay out the way? You know what, Fonzie's going to eventually have to turn to a man. And if everybody kind of just stays out of the way and doesn't just let him play his football, let him enjoy his football, he'll figure everything out. He needs to understand that work rate and growth will come. Work rate, you can't control work rate, but he has that, and he has all the athletic attributes that a player of his caliber should have. But he's going to learn a different side of the game, the intelligence, and when he can do certain things, and when he should take so much touches, and all the amazing things. But that's going to come with time, and he's going to age really well, and he's doing it in front of the best players. So honestly, his ceiling is he doesn't have a ceiling at this point. I would just say people just kind of stay out of the way and don't have too much advice to give him, especially who's not really around him. He's going to Bayern Munich for a reason, because talented. Everything but football doesn't matter. Just let him continue to play and enjoy himself.
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by Daniil Henry of Whitecaps FC, central defender. And Daniil, this Canadian championship game is a big one. It's two-leg finale of this mini tournament within the season, but it's added maybe a complexity for you because you're playing your former team here. How badly do you want to beat them?
Very bad, you know. Any way you look at it, it's a competition and you want to win. I'm sure they want to win too, but I don't feel like I have nothing to prove. You know, I have nothing but love for the club, especially when I was in England. I was a club that I supported. I have a lot of lifetime friends in that change room stuff. No, I'm excited to play. Like I said, I just want to continue to keep playing good football and let the better team win.
Is there anything better? I mean, I know that TFC isn't having a great, they're below 500 season right now, but as you said, they have at least wins in their last, or they haven't lost in their last five, but it's always good to knock off the defending champs. Like, isn't that a great feeling to get there, especially when Vancouver has been to the championship game seven times and won just once? So this would be a big deal for this club.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you always want to, especially going in as an underdog, what do you really have to lose, you know? And the guys, when they understand that they won the treble last season, they understand that there's a target on their back and that teams really want to beat them badly and compete for it. So I'm sure they all understand what they have at stake and what they're defending. But there's 11 guys who are hungry to play from Wednesday, tomorrow evening, and they're going to give everything to try and take that away.
Daniil, the last time we talked to you, you hadn't done the grouse grind. You were new to Vancouver. Have you done it yet?
No, I haven't done it
yet.
Oh,
man.
Come on.
At least I was at Lynn Canyon yesterday.
Okay. You're checking it out. You're working your way up to the grouse grind. You'll be done in like 35 minutes. I can guarantee it. How are you liking our city so far?
I love the city, man. It's so beautiful. The weather is really consistent. Amazing people. Very friendly. I don't know. I love it here. So it's been really good. A lot of good restaurants. Like I said, the club has treated me really well, and so I have massive respect for everybody who's a part of this club and how family-oriented and what they're doing here. So, no, I've definitely felt welcomed.
Stay hydrated because we're going to need you on Wednesday.
That's right.
And it's hot out there.
Yeah, definitely. I'll be okay. I'll be ready.
All right, man. Thank you very much for joining us. Always good to have you on, Daniil.
Thank you, guys. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. And that was Daniil Henry of the Whitecaps. Central defender, he's coming to his own with this club as well, as far as there's a bit of competition there, but he said it himself, Carl Robinson, after he signed Daniil Henry, said, hey, this is your job. We're going to give you the opportunity to play up and play next to Kendall Waston, and he's done a pretty good job so far.
Sportsnet 650.